Hey, folks, this is John Lovell, co-host of the Book Exchange podcast. And if you're hearing this, well, I have some pretty good news. I think we may be back in the fold here recording podcasts. I have my co-host on the line here, Mr. Jude Joseph Lovell. Jude, say hello.
I'm on. This is live.
Yeah, so we had a number, obviously. If you're new to this, if you're just listening to us for the first time, and this is the first time you're hearing our podcast episode here, we had started this podcast back around basically when the pandemic started. I think it was April of 2021, if I have that right, Jude. And we are two identical twin brothers just talking about books. You can read the description of our show and our feed. But we had a great time doing it for about almost 2 years. And then we just had some technical issues. The app we were both using to record just simply stopped working. And, you know, just through a number of circumstances, we couldn't get it going again. So we've actually been on hiatus here for about 8 or 9 months, I think. I don't know if I have that exactly right, but close enough.
And just about.
Yeah. But the whole time we've been trying to get this back running because we really enjoy doing the show. We feel like we have kind of a unique offering here because you don't every day hear two identical twins who have been reading for 50 plus years, you know, talk about books and literature and reading and fiction, nonfiction. We kind of cover it all. And so we had a really great time doing that. And we sort of selfishly wanted to get it going again. And so we found it sort of a new connection here and we're just testing it today. If you're hearing this, you can consider this a sort of teaser trailer for the return of the Book Exchange podcast. And that's kind of all we're doing here today is just, you know, wanted to record something, a short message to anyone who's listening, whether you're a returning listener or someone who stumbled across the podcast. Jude, maybe you can, for anybody who might be listening new, or maybe you can just describe a little bit more about what we do here on the show.
Yeah, it's great to be back on with you, just trying to even messing around, flailing around. And, you know, as we were pre-gaming, to use your phrase, before we even tried doing this little teaser, we were kind of thinking to ourselves, we're just going to do it kind of the way we've always done it, which is just stumbling along and trying to make it work. But the thing that we're really, you know, I think qualified for, if you want to use that word, and kind of all in on, is what we've always done on this podcast all along. So, yeah, the we did it for a couple of years. We really liked it. I would venture to say, I don't want to speak for my brother, but like we kind of liked it more than we thought we would and got sort of more on it than we thought we would.
Yeah.
Which combined a lot of things like the, you know, the stress of the pandemic and just where we were at in life, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, all I would really add, John, is, you know, I think you covered it, but this whole podcast was just kind of a case where mm-hmm. we, in a strange way, were kind of preparing for it for decades. And it was a case where kind of the technology or whatever, at least as we understand it, kind of caught up with what we had kind of been doing all along. So like because you and I had talked for many years about just it would be great if we could just do some kind of, even before podcasting was really a thing, like some kind of thing where we continued in sort of a public way with the conversation we've had from the jump,
yeah.
you know, which has been the lifelong interest we both have in like books and reading. You know, I mean, there's some gaps in there we've covered in past episodes, but like, you know, essentially this podcast just continues what we have been doing between the two of us as dorky twins that like books and writing and literature. You know, we just started basically recording those conversations and that's what this podcast is. And so listeners to our program, which by the way, has been heard in something like 30 countries, know that we just kind of nice. Take varied and sundry. We do kind of like the whole world of books and literature, at least as it applies to our interests and what we've been exposed to. And we just kind of go all over the place. And like the MO has always been just kind of winging it and just going off in different directions and just having a good time. So it's a lot of fun. And you know, if this works, I'm really excited to keep it going, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Same here. We've been away from it too long. And just to pick up on something that Jude was saying, if you are new to the show or haven't heard it in a while, you know, I think if we have any kind of guiding principle at all on this show, is it is that we tend to read very broadly and widely. So we try to cover everything really in the field of books in terms of genres, in terms of, you know, types of literature. If you look at the feed of our past episodes, we recorded about 52 episodes before we ran into technical problems, but you get a sense of kind of how broadly we shoot, you know, we shoot here. You know, everything from like horror literature to biographies to poetry to, you know, help me out, Jude. What else have we done? We've done funny books, you know. We try to have themed shows is basically what I'm saying. So we'll have a theme to the show, books that are about X or this type of writer or whatever. But our objective is really to go far and wide. And really, you know, I think in the way that we've done it, we tend to discuss a whole lot of different books from different genres. And, you know, we're kind of all over the place, but that's the way we like to do it. So that's really.
Yeah. And I would just
go ahead,
not to interrupt, but, you know, we do that all the time. But I would just also add to the list there. So there are lots of varieties of topics, and we did have two kind of running series. One was our book exchange reviews, where we would do occasional podcasts on only one book and do like a deep dive in it. And then we had what we're calling, what is the one for just the one writer, John? I'm trying to remember the name of the occasional episode we did.
Yeah, what are we calling it?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on it too. But it's like, you know, a deep dive into one particular writer. Well, we'll look at, I think it's Dealer's Choice is what we called it.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah. So
yeah. Anyway, we had that series where we would pick a writer that has been lighting us up for years, and then we would like really do a deep dive into their work. So there were at least two occasional series. There may be more in the future if we can get it back up and rolling.
So that's what we're doing. Exactly what you just said. We're trying to get this back up and rolling. You know, I think if you're hearing this, that's a very positive sign that, you know, we've sort of figured it out. By the way, it's not like we just all of a sudden, you know, forgot how to record a podcast. We were using a particular app that it just stopped working on Android phones, which is what we both happen to be using to record. I'm not going to get into the details of why, but, and then the ownership of that particular app changed hands, and there was sort of even like kind of a change in the marketplace with these types of apps where, you know, they used to have a lot of free apps to do this, and then they all moved to a pay model. So we had to kind of figure some things out, but if this one gets up into our feed, it's a really good sign that we may be coming back. I hope some of you are excited about that. We are certainly excited about it. And the last thing I want to say is we do have an email address. It is bookexchangetwins@gmail.com, and exchange is without the E. So it's all one word, bookexchangetwins@gmail.com. And so anybody out there who's a returning listener or a new listener, use that email address. Tell us what you'd like us to cover. If you have ideas for shows that you'd like us to, you know, take a crack at, we would love to hear those. Or writers you're interested in hearing more about, we're open to those kinds of suggestions. We have a lot of ideas. You know, we've covered a lot in 53 episodes, but there's a hell of a lot more that we could be covering, and we're looking forward to getting this thing back going. But, you know, we did build up a listenership, and we want you guys, if there's something that you would enjoy hearing us discuss, please ring in. But otherwise, we're going to try to, you know, revive this feed here. Hopefully in a week or two or three, you know, sometime in the near future, there'll be a new episode up of the Book Exchange podcast. And we'll see if we can get this thing going again. Jude, is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I mean, I think, you know, it looks promising that we might be able to get it back up and running again. And like you said, we have lots of ideas for future episodes, but I echo what you said, which is to encourage anyone who has listened to the show to use the bookexchangetwins@gmail.com email address. Send us some suggestions, send us your thoughts, and we're looking forward to getting it back rolling.
Yeah, you know, it's like the end of that, you know, the John Carpenter, or not John Carpenter, Brian De Palma classic Carrie, you know, like our hand has reached up out of the grave again at the very end.
That's a great image.
You know, we're trying to come back here. So, anyway, anyone who is listening to this, who's listened to us in the past, we really appreciate not only you ever listening to anything we have to say, but your patience as we've been trying to revive this thing. We hope your patience will be rewarded. We are certainly motivated to bring this thing back, and we hope there's a lot more of the Book Exchange podcast to come, so stay tuned. Jude, thanks for hopping on this morning, and we'll hope to talk to you guys really soon.
Yep, hang in there. We're planning to be back, just like that hand out of the grave, like John said. Great image.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you hopefully soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.